What a bitterly cold wind today! It is just blowing and horrible. But at the Lido, things are still happening. People are getting into the pool, people are swimming. But when I got in this morning, when I arrived and signed in, Batch was just leaving, and I did asking how many length he swam, and he said he still kept it at two because he swam two yesterday, so he was going to swim two again today. And I thought, well, if Batch can do it, I can do it. But the temperature really has dropped again, and David has just confirmed that it is just 38 Fahrenheit, so that's just a bit over three. But I think that the chill factor of the wind just makes a big difference, and it is very, very cold. But the good news is that when I arrived at my cubicle, before getting in, there was a really lovely smell in my cubicle. And I said it loud. I said, oh, there's a really nice smell in my cubicle. And from the cubicle next door, a little voice goes, it's probably me. And it was Sarah. She said she put some lovely cream on. And it did smell nice. Sometimes the cubicles don't smell that nice. But today, that kind of cheered me up. And yes, I did my two length. And it was quite cold coming back. Although, paradoxically, coming back, although you're cold, you kind of know that you're getting to the end of your swim. And I actually really enjoyed it, but I took a bit longer to get warm in the sauna. But then the plunge, and then back into the water, and then into the shower, and it was nice, and I feel all invigorated and very, very good. But let me just, if I can, catch up with Ange, and I just want to ask Ange, or Ange, how you enjoyed your swim today.
Yes, I have really enjoyed my swim. But it's blooming cold.
It is cold, but it's outside, isn't it? The wind is also very cold.
Yeah,
it is.
And my hands are icy again today.
Yes.
And they haven't been icy for a long time.
Yeah, it was better a few days ago. Even yesterday it was better than today. But as I'm speaking to you, I need to take a picture of you very, very quickly before I let you go to the sauna, or else nobody will believe that you were actually in the pool at this temperature. Ah, fantastic. You're praying to let you go, and me to let you go. Quickly, she's off to the sauna. Very good. Well, that was Ange, and I let her go off to the sauna to warm up. And now I'm actually excited because I'm on my way to Wendy's to do marmalade. She's bought some Seville oranges and I bought some demerara sugar. And I'm going to go to hers and we're going to do some marmalade. I've never ever done marmalade. And Wendy, of course, is the queen of jams and marmalades and chutneys and all sorts. So I'm really looking forward to getting my first lesson in producing high quality homemade marmalade.